is less than a year to the start of the 2014 FIFA World Cup, and already fans cannot wait for the competition to start. The World Cup is normally a special event, but maybe it's because the tournament will be taking place in the magical South American country that makes this one extra special. And all over Brazil, construction crews are racing against time to ensure that the world will be treated to a spectacle that will put everything before it into the shade. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. This program is a production of Complete Sports Studios. Today on the show, we'll be looking at how Brazil is preparing for the FIFA World Cup and what the world can expect from the land of the mighty Amazon. As always, I'm your host, Tunde Kweki. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back. Thank you for staying tuned. You're still listening to Sports Planet, a production of Complete Sports Studios. During the FIFA Confederations Cup, mass protests broke out in Brazilian cities. The protesters were angry about the cost of living, poor quality education, and high transport costs in the country. These protests showed that while football is a national religion in Brazil, not everyone is happy that the World Cup is coming to the country. Well, joining me now is world-famous journalist Tim Vickery. Tim is an Englishman who's been living in Brazil for over a decade and is also a renowned expert on South American football. Thank you for joining us, Tim.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Well, Tim, there were protests at the Confederations Cup about Brazil's hosting of that tournament and also of FIFA World Cup and about the general organization of the tournament. Can all this possibly affect the World Cup?
Whatever problems, whatever criticisms we make about the organization, I'm looking forward to a great World Cup on the field next year because I think football really needs it. I think it's been a long time since we've had a truly great World Cup. In recent times, the European club game has really dominated. And I think it would be great to have a wonderful World Cup to really inspire people in the way that World Cups used to in the past. So I'll be hoping and cheering an even better World Cup in a year's time.
Well, what about the Super Eagles of Nigeria? What kind of reputation do they have in South America? And what kind of reception can they get from the Brazilian football fans?
Well, they have a great reputation from that 96 side that won the Olympics, because you'll remember that they beat Brazil in the semi-final and they beat Argentina in the final with some really, really fantastic football. And I think there's been some disappointments over here that we haven't seen that quality of spectacle from Nigeria since. So people are waiting, people are wanting to see more from Nigeria. Not hoping that Nigeria can beat their sides as they did in the 96 Olympics, but hoping for something more. I think ever since 96, Nigeria have been something of a disappointment, because we saw some football there that was so wonderful and so refreshing, and that we've wanted to see it ever since, and people have been a little bit disappointed.
So what would you regard as a truly memorable World Cup? What would make this World Cup stand out for you?
I'm looking forward. I want some great games. To my mind, the last game that really, really stands out as a fantastic game for me in World Cup, well, maybe Romania against Argentina in 94, which was a classic puncher against counter-puncher, almost like a boxing match. Well, we've had some good ones. Denmark against Brazil in 98, and some dramatic games. I mean, Holland against Brazil in 98 was dramatic. The semi-final in 2006 between Germany and Italy was dramatic. But I want great games. I want games that you remember years and years later. That's what I want.
How are the Brazilian people coming to terms with the fact that the attention of the whole world will be on them next year?
Kind of off the field, one thing I'm looking forward to is just this meeting between Brazil and the rest of the world, because Brazil is very isolated still. It's a huge country. It speaks Portuguese. It's surrounded by Spanish speakers. So it's a little bit isolated from the rest of the world. So this meeting between Brazil and the world, I think, is fascinating. And it's already provoking changes in Brazil, because, so many of these problems that we're seeing in Brazil, they're very embarrassed by the fact that the whole world is now watching. Before, things that didn't get a lot of publicity globally, now suddenly they are getting a lot of publicity, because Brazil, as World Cup hosts and as Olympic hosts, suddenly what happens here has global repercussions. And so this meeting between Brazil and the whole world, I think that's going to be really interesting. There's something I don't like about Brazil, is that they'll refer to all foreigners as gringos. Whether that person is from Peru, from Argentina, from Colombia, from the United States, from Europe, or from Africa, they're just gringos. I think that's a terrible word. I think it's a word with fascist connotations that takes away the great thing about humanity, and that's its diversity. So I want to see Brazil meeting the world in all its diversity, meeting Nigerians, meeting Belgians, meeting Mexicans, meeting everyone together. I think that can help transform Brazil, help change Brazil for the better, this meeting between Brazil and the rest of the world. So that's one thing I'm very much looking forward to.
Finally, Tim, let's talk tactics. Even the mighty Brazil seem to play 4-2-3-1 like everyone else these days. But the last time that they won the World Cup in 2002, they played a fantastic 3-5-2. Do you think that Luis Felipe Scolari should return to that formation?
Well, Brazil are very worried at the moment by the number of goals they're conceding. So at the moment, it's going to be more safety first from Brazil. This is Scolari's big problem, that he sees that his side is too defensively vulnerable and conceding too many goals. And he is a safety first coach. I think 2002 was a strange World Cup because it was held unusually early in order to avoid the rainy season in Japan and South Korea. And it came at a time after the Champions League in Europe had been expanded and extended. And what that meant was that everyone who played the European season was just physically shattered. That's one of the reasons I think we saw so many surprise results in that World Cup. But one team wasn't physically shattered, and that's Brazil. But apart from the flashes of individual talent, the differential that Brazil had in that World Cup was their physical preparation. They're still ahead of the world in terms of physical preparation. And I think their players, even the ones who played the same European season as everyone else, their players were just fitter, stronger. And Cafu and Roberto Carlos bombing down, up and down the touchline with plenty of running left in them. And that physical advantage that they had in 2002, I don't think they'll have as much in 2014. In fact, they haven't had that physical advantage since. The reason that that physical advantage was so important in 2002 was because the World Cup was so early, and it meant that the other teams, that people hadn't had time to recover. But the things that Brazil do with their players, with their physical preparation specialists, are better and more advanced than the things that other teams do. So Brazil had an advantage there that they probably won't have to the same extent in 2014.
We've been speaking to world-renowned South American football expert Tim Vickery. Thank you for joining us, Tim.
My pleasure.
On behalf of the production crew here in our studios, we ask you to join us same time again for a fresh edition.